Folks, we are back at the 2024 Business Expo at the Brazelton Civic Center. I have with me a longtime friend, really good guy, from Peach State Bank and Trust, Steve Goins. Steve, how are you, sir?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having us today.
You doing all right?
I'm doing great. How about you? You enjoying your time at the Brazelton Civic Center?
Wow. He's asking me questions. See, he's my buddy. No.
You know.
I'm loving this. Are you loving this?
I am loving this, too. It's a great facility, a great day, and a great time to network.
It's been a good turnout.
I've been very pleased.
We have been busy.
Yes.
We have been busy. Yeah. Enough about me. You, my friend, Peach State Bank and Trust.
Well, let me tell you about a little bit about Peach State.
I got to hear about it.
And you and I go back, Tom. And you know, I've worked with several different banks. I've worked for other community banks. I've worked for larger banks and regional banks. Back in a community bank again, and I would say this. Peach State is the most community bank I've ever worked for.
Wow. That's saying a lot.
Well, and it truly is.
It really is, yeah.
I mean, they are invested in the community that they're in. We are the only bank that's headquartered in Hall County now, which if you think about it, Hall County used to be eat up with banks.
All up and down Main Street.
And again, we're just a small community bank with a main branch in Gainesville. We're building a brand new facility here in Brazelton on Friendship Road.
Across from Deaton Creek. I go by it at least once a week, going to the Mexican restaurant.
And yes. We're currently operating on-site at the construction site.
Are you really?
In a modular unit.
Yeah. I had no idea. Are they putting you in there?
Being in the mortgage group, I don't necessarily...
Okay.
I'm a nomad, so...
Oh, that's right.
I can work anywhere. In fact, I'm on Wi-Fi right now, looking at some deals.
Have you been working today?
I've been working today.
You never stop.
You know what? Mortgage bankers do not keep banker's hours.
It never stops.
It never stops. I
got to ask you, unfair question, how is the market?
Well, it's a little slow right now.
A little slow?
But people are buying houses.
Hey, if you need a house, you need a house.
You need a house. That's right.
Yeah.
We're seeing a little more activity with first-time home buyers.
Good.
And investors.
Always. They're always around the corner.
But inventories are still a little low. Rates are a little high. Relatively, if you look at historically, rates really aren't that high. Because, Tom, did you know in the past 50 years, the average 30-year mortgage rate is 7.76%?
I had no idea.
And we're right now in the low sixes.
I remember, I'm getting old. I remember paying 9%+.
And happy to get it, weren't you?
Darn right, yeah. That was a win.
So it's all relative. We're spoiled
really
by
is.
What happened.
You know, yeah, 2.5%. Yeah,
correct.
It really spoiled us.
So, and people are sitting on that and not selling their houses and moving up.
Right.
And so that's creating low inventories.
You're giving mortgage loans, new construction, first timers, all the above.
We do new construction within the bank.
Okay.
So it's a collaboration that I work with the bank side and the mortgage side.
Right.
They'll do the construction loan. I'll do the loan to take out the construction with a permanent mortgage.
Yes.
And it works very well. I mean, there's not a whole lot of folks that are doing construction loans today.
So. Really? I had no idea.
So it's definitely a lucrative market for our bank.
I would think. And the demand for new housing.
Right. Again, because there's not resales out there.
Right.
You know, another, and if I can mention this as
please,
well.
Please.
I'm able to offer a conventional loan called a home style renovation. It's a Fannie Mae loan, so it's no different than doing a conventional loan. But it allows me to do the purchase and renovation cost in one loan closing.
Nice.
And the best part about that is when I calculate how much you can get, we base it off of as completed value and not as is.
Right. What it's going to be.
Correct.
So if I buy a house, maybe it's 10, 15 years old, and I want a new kitchen or bathrooms.
Right. Or a swimming pool.
Or a pool. Ooh, a pool. Outdoor kitchen.
There you go.
Hey, now. That'll be rolled into the conventional loan.
Correct.
The X amount of year loan for the house.
So you'll have money set in escrow to draw from to do the renovations, and you still have purchased the house.
That is really cool.
It's a great loan.
I love that. Is that relatively new?
It's been around. There's not not everybody offers that product.
Apparently
because
not.
Because not every investor can make that scalable.
Okay.
One investor that we utilize for that product has an apartment dedicated just construction and home style renovation. So they handle the draws and things like that.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you're willing to buy that house that maybe that I don't like white cabinets. I don't.
Right.
I mean, in real life, right?
Right.
I don't like white. But I know I can go in and just add it to the loan. I can get those oak or whatever cabinets in that
That's
kitchen.
Right.
maybe some new countertops, some new appliances, I might buy that house. Otherwise, I'd say no.
And guess what, Tom, with that, if you're a first-time home buyer, when you calculate what the cost of that house is and your renovations, you, as a first-time home buyer on a conventional loan, you can go up to 97% loan-to-value, meaning only 3% down.
3% down.
Off of as-completed value.
3 on 100.
Correct.
Wow. We're all old, though, Steve. Mike's, my producer's sitting there shaking his head and grimacing. We're old. We're not first-time home buyers anymore. No. But I love that.
You know, you're a first-time home buyer if you haven't owned a home in 3 years, though.
I didn't know that.
That's right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So rent for 3 years and come talk to me, and then we...
Yeah.
Don't do that.
No, probably not.
Here's the thing. It's time, regardless of what rates are doing, what mortgage, what housing prices are doing, the best investment you can make for people to build net worth as a young person is to buy real estate.
Real estate.
Buy that house.
Buy real estate, rental real estate, retail. Yeah, all
you know, a lot of realtors have the saying is marry the house, date the interest rate. Divorce the landlord.
I've never heard that third part, okay. But yeah.
Well, I just added that. But no,
it sounded really good. I loved it. I loved it. Steve, how do the folks get a hold of you?
They can reach me at my cell number. I'm always available weekends. Anytime a realtor's working, I'm working. And my number is 770-401-8050.
Nice job, sir. Well, folks, I'm going to vouch for the man. I've known him many, many years. Good guy, upstanding guy. Steve, thanks for stopping by the table.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it.
You're always welcome. Folks, we'll talk with you soon.